You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? It seems like some people just want to play games with me, you know, and I'm just absolutely tired of it because I'm not even the only one that this has happening to. This is happening to everybody. You know, state departments and employees like that work for people who aren't ruled by the federal government think that they just have free reign to just do anything they want to anybody, and it's absolutely ridiculous, man. It's crazy. You know, they think that they can treat anybody the any kind of way they want and get away with it, but then they turn around and they get reported, and then what happens, What, they just, it's like the VA, where they can just get away with anything they want and no accountability is ever taken? Because that's ridiculous. There needs to be accountability in every area of life. Otherwise, you just have people running rampant and acting stupid as per state departments. It's all deep state corruption, man. I'm so tired of this crap. You know, I'm tired of dealing with the deep state trying to ruin my life and crap like that. You know, it's ridiculous because the person put me on mute after I busted them messing around. Like, okay, what, you're just going to put me on mute and then trying to get me to say mean things to you? No, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to get reported. You know? You think that I can't find out who you were? Bullcrap. Your superiorities, Ken. It's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous what's going on. You know? They act like they don't understand you, or they ask you stupid questions, and then they not only do they ask you a stupid question, they try to act upon that stupid question they asked, and you're like, dude, I didn't say that. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So, you know, y'all want to sit there and y'all want to act like you can do this and get away with it. I'm here to tell you that you can't. So you want to act childish and act like a bastard and just sit there and do the devil's work. Good for you. Good for you. Cool. Good for you. You want to say you're just misunderstood? No, you're not misunderstood. You're acting stupid. You're messing with me on purpose. I can see right through your facade. I see exactly what you're doing, and it's not cool. So we're going to jump on to another subject, man. I'm tired of watching people hoard. It's gross. You know, to live in a hoarder's house is nuts. It's absolutely ridiculous. Have you ever done it? I've lived in a couple of houses where people are hoarding and stuff. And it's like, it's sad to watch. It's sad to watch people hoard. But, you know, they're never going to change their lives. They're never going to get up and throw things away and clean things out. Like, at what point does a hoarder sit there and say to themselves, you know what? I need to just throw all this stuff away because I ain't never going to use it. If you haven't used it in at least a year, just throw it away. Just throw it away. Like me, I've got paperwork, but I mean, I've got to use it. But I have to have that documented, right? That has a legitimate reason. But whenever you hoard a whole house full of crap, that is a whole nother world. I remember one time, a friend of mine, her family member died, and the whole house was just packed full of crap. And the whole family was so mad because they all had to go and just throw all that crap away. They were trying to sort through everything to see what was salvageable and what wasn't. And none of, like, hardly any of it was salvageable. They threw away the whole entire house. But, like, imagine that. You've lived your whole life collecting all this crap, and then you just die on your family, and now your family has to come and clean up after you. Like, how do you think that makes your family feel? To know that that's possibly their future that they're looking at. You know? Like, and they're telling themselves, God, I'm never going to grow up to be like this. I'm never going to do that. That's just crazy. I mean, really think about that. That's insanity, right? Like, who wants to put up with that crap? I know I wouldn't. That's just stupid. Anyways, moving on. So, if you guys get UTIs, which is a urinary tract infection, I suggest, my suggestion is that you get, I guess you say D-Mannose, D-M-A-N-N-O-S-E, with cranberry and dandelion root. So I got this in its maximum strength, and this stuff has it's been helping me a lot with this urinary tract infection. I really think that you guys should check it out. I suggested this to somebody else who has a urinary tract infection, but who knows if they're even listening to what I'm telling them. It's crazy. Crazy. So I took some antibiotics for it, and I mixed it with Advil, and apparently that's really bad for you. I have a friend that supposedly died of that, and I mean, I've been questioning her death for a while, but that's besides the point. But, you know, I took that, and like part of my arm started swelling up like it was bit by a bug, and it was swelling up super huge, and I had to go to the hospital and get that taken care of. So I don't suggest it. This is just my personal advice, but I just don't suggest that you take antibiotics for a UTI. You know, antibiotics are a killer, man. They really are. And I didn't think so for the longest time. You know, I was always like, oh my God, give me the antibiotics, get this out of my system. Until I had that happen, and I was just like, whoa. And so now, you know, I'm not going to sit here and push any brand, but I think that if you have a UTI or you want to keep UTIs away from you or out of your system, you should get the D-Manos, however you say that. D-MANNOSE with cranberry and dandelion root. Yeah, that stuff clears out my system. And I felt better ever since. I woke up with some sharp pain and stuff like that, but it was because it had to get out of my system. It was trying to tell me, hey, get up, get out of the bed, use the bathroom. It's just how it is. It's getting old for you. That's what happens when you get old, my friends. And you don't keep up with the right diet. So what else have, okay, so like, I also was getting a kidney stone, but then I started eating bananas and drinking apple cider vinegar with lemon, and that's helped a lot. So, you know, if you don't want to get any kind of kidney stones, you definitely need to start eating right. You know, you can't, okay, these are the things that I learned that you can't eat a lot of if you don't want kidney stones. It's spinach, nuts, sugar, too much sugar, and too much salt. Things like that. Just look it up. Look up what causes a kidney stone, what types of foods cause kidney stones. And it's basically anything that gives you an oxalate, something like that. I don't know. But if you look it up, you'll see. Do your own research and make your own educated decision. But definitely get your diet right, friends and family and people. Get your diet right. Your health starts and stops on your diet. If you're not keeping the right diet, then you're gonna get sick, or you're gonna get kidney stones. In my example, you know, take it from me, you don't want a kidney stone. It hurts, it sucks. It's like, sometimes it's constant pain, sometimes it's not, but either way, it's just a really uncomfortable feeling, and you definitely don't want that. You ever try to pass one? See, I got lucky. I didn't have to pass one because I kept drinking the apple cider vinegar with lemon, and it was able to just dissolve it, and so that was good. And like I said, I started having a lot of bananas, and so, you know, like bananas for breakfast, that's what I'm up to. And so, yeah, just make sure you're taking care of your diet, because that's really important, you guys. I just want to take the time to say what all I'm appreciative of. I appreciate the fact that you guys are here for me and you listen and, you know, you do support me spiritually, not just support me for president or whatever. It's just that you guys are here and you guys listen to me and, you know, you care. And I'm really appreciative that I have people that will do that, you know, because, it's kind of hard to come by sometimes. You know, like I said, you call state of Alaska and they're less than nice to you. They're very passive aggressive. And they think that they're not going to get in trouble and that they're untouchable, but that's not true. Eventually, it's going to catch up to them, whether I do it to them or not. That's something that I was told, you know. Eventually, they're going to neglect some kind of area that they think that they've got on lock because they're distracted with life. And it's going to catch up to them. It's gonna catch up to them. What they ought to do is record all them calls and have teams monitoring their phone calls, because it's getting ridiculous, man. It is just getting ridiculous. You know, if you think about it, like, there has been lots of occasions where you're on the phone and the person on the other line is purposely trying to mess with you and piss you off. And I mean, it's not fun to deal with, is it? I don't want to deal with it. Do you? You know? I don't know. I keep wanting to talk about politics, but I don't want this to be about politics, man. I talk about politics all the time. I don't know. I've got a couple songs that I'm working on. I put them online on psychicsoldiers.com. Psychicsoldiers.com. And so, like, it's called Firestorm and Black Death. And so I'm going to be doing those pretty soon here. And I just don't care, man. You guys want to go crazy and act like, you know, oh, I'm going to rip off his style. Who cares, dude? It's to the point to where, I'm to the point where I just don't care anymore, bro. You know? You can think, oh, well, he's such a failure at this and that. I don't care, bro. You can say whatever you want, dude. I don't care. You know, like I said, I'm just running for president. I'm doing my job. And that's all that matters to me, man. I don't care. I really don't. Do you know why? Because for one, I was the first person to ever have it for sale online first. And if you think that that doesn't count for something, then you're in for a rude awakening. It's true. It's very true. It's a protected work because it's been posted online and for sale. You see, I did my research a long time ago about this. I've been in the music industry for a long time. So, you know. Oh, and there's something else that's going to happen pretty soon here. I found somebody to possibly collaborate with me on Good Cop, Bad Cop. But, like I said, first thing is first, I'm running for president. So, we're just going to have to see what happens with the side projects until then. Everything I do is a side project. I'm over here doing a side project with this person. I'm over here doing a side project for that. I'm over here doing a side project for me. And I'm over here doing a side project with my music. You know what I'm saying? Always got a lot of side projects going on. I've been juggling them side projects. Like you juggling my thoughts, my words, my actions. I know y'all trying to keep track of me, and I just don't care, bro. I don't care. What are you gonna do? Ooh, boo, scary nigga. Ooh, you're so scary. You know, it's funny, dude. I'll get these really crazy phone calls. You know, they've even started calling my mom. It's so stupid. Nobody cares, dude. Really. Nobody cares.